four, five. So total 7 pounds cross trip. One trip. when he must speak, he speaks. In the whole world, there is no match for him. When he should act, he acts. His whole capacity doesn't differ from anyone. He is like sparks struck from stone, like the brilliance of a flash of lightning, like a raging fire fanned by the wind, like a rushing torrent causing a sore edge. When he lifts up the hammer and talents of transcendence, you won't avoid losing your point and having your tongue tied. He lets out a single continuous word to test and citing it. Look. Case. A monk asked Chao Cho, the million things return to one, where does the one return to? Chao said, when I was in Qin Cho, I made a cloth shirt. It weighs 7 pounds. Chao Cho was one of the most famous Zen masters in China. Dogen Zenji really admired his Zen master. He was a monk when he was 60. And he attained enlightenment at the age of 80. And he died 120. It's amazing. I wish I could live, but 220, but it's very amazing. For 4 years, anyway, he taught, he teaches some Buddhism in China. He's really famous and master in China. Lots of stories in Koan, the Fukui Record, and also Dogen Zenji mentions about him in Shobokan, so very much. So, this Koan is also pretty famous. Pointer, when he must speak, he speaks in the whole world, there is no match for him. When he should act, he acts, his whole capacity doesn't differ to anyone. When he must speak, he just speaks in the whole world, there is no match for him. Means when he has to speak, anyway, he just speaks, but his speaking is really beyond human speculations. Nothing to compare, nothing to pin down, nothing to have, object you want to criticize. Even a simple word, it's really, even though people don't understand that at time and later, it doesn't still, it's still going, and it's still influencing human mind. So in the future, sometimes that word really coming up in your mind, in your life. Well, the not only Zen master, Zen teacher, but all of you, when you speak is really an expression of your life in dynamically, in dynamism anyway, through the words. Within the words, you can express what you feel, what you think, what you want to give. But simultaneously, behind this word, something there. Through the words, you can understand the words, but through the words, you can understand the huge world behind the words. Because, remember this point, you accept you verbally or mentally, psychologically, or you always bring out yourself first. But this is why you do, why you do this? If you bring up yourself first, so-called I, that time you always emphasizing how important you are, ignoring others, this is perverted. Okay? But basically, when you accept, the moment when you accept yourself, whatever reason, okay, egoistically or whatever, if you accept, if you bring out yourself first, at that time, that means you accept. You accept totally. In other words, you live. You are alive. Total affirmation, self-affirmation. Without self-affirmation totally, you cannot offer yourself. You cannot express. So, individual, I alone, individual exist means I exist in the same one ground there, where all sentient beings exist. That's why if you bring up yourself first and emphasizing how important you alone is, that is perverted. Do you understand? It's really perverted because basically there is a huge host posture there. Regardless of whether you understand or not, huge host posture. All sentient beings exist there. And then human being always emphasizing the self alone. That is very naturally it's perverted. That's why Buddha always mentions the practice of egolessness. Means check up one more time. Check up your understanding, check up the situation, check up the state of your emphasis, state of your understanding, anyway. Check up means a check you and others. In other words, let's see the situation in broad, universal perspective. That is a check up, anyway. Check up doesn't mean to check the, to pick up dust from the corner of your box. Individual life is really kind of a box, you know, kind of gay box and James box. And then we always picking up the dust from the corner of the box. Do you understand? That is a criticism, the checking, watching. The good boy, bad boy, good girl, and they said. But that is not check. Check means anyway to see you, to see the situation taught in a broad perspective, including you, including others, including inanimate beings too. So that's why Heart Sutra always said perverted view, no eyes, no ears, no nose. That is, we have to go through this stages. Otherwise, you don't understand you in the universal perspective. So, words, through the words, you can express you. Okay? Express you, but what you can express you through the words, through the thinking, through the physically, your body, anyway, there is already the one, the same, vast host part of it. Then you can express. But we don't pay attention to this. Without, it is called eternity or Buddha words, Buddha mind, or sometimes according to Christianity, we say God. according to Confucianism, we say Tai Chukku. Tai Chukku means the first cause. Literally, time is thick. Thick, great, huge. The Chukku is a pole. Pole, north pole and the east pole. So Tai Chukku means the absolute. You cannot go far. You understand? So, according to Confucianism, we call it what? Tai Chukku, the first cause or the absolute. In Buddhism, we say sometimes Dharma, sometimes Dharma nature, sometimes Nirvana, sometimes Buddha nature, lots of words in Buddhism. In Christianity, then when we say God. So that is really the same one ground. According to my term, this is a huge, vast, ghost pasture. All sentient beings exist there. Regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not, it's there. And then you can live. So without this ghost pasture, you can't exist at all. So, from this point, you're speaking is you're speaking, but simultaneously, your speaking is not your speaking. Your speaking must be, anyway, something coming from that horse pasture. At that time, your speaking becomes very confirmed, stable, and very calm, and very impressive. That horse pasture is the absolute, sometimes silence, because nothing to pin on. But silence is not silence, it's really working in dynamism. But when you try to know, it's nothing. That's why it's silence. But we are always living there. Without this one, we can't exist. But when I try to think, or when I try to feel, when I try to touch it, nothing. So it is silence. But even though we don't understand this silence, but we exist in a silence because we want to have a confidence. When you talk, when you act, when you express yourself, very naturally, you want to have a confidence. Secure, peace, harmony, very natural. So when you talk, anyway, through the talk, you can express yourself and simultaneously others, and also whole universe. At that time, your talk is yours, but it's not yours. Your talk is talking about universe. If you talk about your life, it's not your life. Anyway, you have to talk your other's life. If you talk Buddhism, not talking about Buddhism, talking about you, talking about all sentient beings, at that time, Buddhist teaching becomes stable. When you talk about Buddhism alone, the excluding the other religions, other understanding, and then just the Christian, they talking about Christianity, so-called teaching of Christianity. That is really sticky. It doesn't work. Sometimes it becomes a cause of human trouble. So, talking about speaking the teaching of a religion, it must be talking about you, talking about all others, talking about trees. At that time, that teaching is really stable and very soft, very generous, very universal, and very impressive. Very impressive. But it's quiet, very quiet. But it's quiet, but if you talk, it's really penetrating. It's really penetrating before your conscious self. The more you study Buddhism, the more you realize that point about the Buddhism. I
I really listen to, not listen to, I really feel the more I study Buddhism, the more I understand the Buddhism very deeply, penetrating my life, penetrating human life, before I know. So I say Buddhism is sneaking Buddhism. Sneaking in. I really saw sneaking in. So, if you don't understand Buddhism, don't worry. Anyway, don't worry. But every day, when you express yourself physically or mentally or verbally, anyway, you should just express. But not egoistically, okay? Egoistically, if you express, your expression is very unstable, restless. So, your expression must be very universal. At that time, your expression is very stable, calm, and dynamic, working, but very silent, but very impressive. So just your presence is very impressive. So that is our natural situation inherent in everyone, but we don't realize this one. Even though you don't realize, you struggle for the expressing yourself, don't you? Every day. Between the you and between the friends and you, you try to express, you try to talk about something, you're really struggling, don't you? The more you try to improve away, the more you realize some problem there. So, anyway, regardless of you or whether you are conscious of it or not, anyway, we really want to have confidence in speech, in physical action, in mental action, whatever you do. So, that's why when you have to speak, but in the whole world, there is no match for him. That is no match, nothing to compare. That time, words coming from silence, according to my term, in other words, life itself. It's really life. You can't pin down what life is, but you can experience anyway. Study and quietly, steadily, day by day, and practice day by day. Anyway, whatever happens, if your life is just going, just like water in Ganges River, you can really realize what life is. But it's very difficult to express it, but when you talk, that talking coming from this one. So even though one word you can say, but it's very impressive. Even though you use usual word, but behind the word, there is something. You don't know what it is. Behind the word, there is something impressive. So, that's why in the whole we have to talk like this. Anyway, but whoever you are, we are very egoistic. Very egoistic. That's why we have to anyway practice and study. When he should act, he acts his whole capacity doesn't differ to anyone, to everything. For instance, when we have the morning service and in the age monastery, I was very impressed. One thing, first, monks sit down exactly, all monks anyway, sitting straight. That was very impressive. Because before I became a monk, I was sitting like this. But in the end, monastery, everyone sitting there just like a stick. And then we hold the sutra like this, but exactly the same. Everyone holds the same position. I was very impressed. But that is a formality. Formality. But behind this formality, there is something I don't know what it is. But I was very impressed. Do you understand what I mean? The formality is don't ignore the formality. Formality is form. It is very important for you. And then, in the 8 months, all months, always pick up the posture. You know, don't hold the sutra card like this. Hold like this. So always hitting the hand like this. You know? Or if you're holding high like this, without saying anything, you know. So sometimes all the monks become very mad. And sometimes when one there is in a chotaku, in a hitting stick, during the morning service, we went round behind the monk, the sitting and hat tall with the chotaku, if you want to sit. And also the visitors, lots of visitors there, watching, listening, participating. And then all the monks, walking. Everyone was, wow, what's going on? Sometimes fighting there. Sometimes fighting. Because all monks sit down, 3 years, 4 years, 4 years, the old monk are living in the 8 monastery, and the 1 year monk, If a 1 year monk hit the 3 years monk, 3 years monks are really mad. I think one day I saw my situation. One year monk tried to hit them. Before hit, the monks just touched your shoulders, Touched. Immediately, all the monks stop it. We hold the stick and stop it. That expression is not very good. No way. So anyway, act is anyway, whatever you do, holding this one, holding sutra card like this, or kinging and sitting straight, that is really expressing the universe. That's why behind the posture, behind the form, there is something anyway. These refined your life. A cooking book written by Uchiha Maoshi, recently, new book, do you know that? This book is very nice for you. So in this book, the poem of Isan. Isan's cow story, do you remember? No. Isan says, "You are 100 years later, I was born in the village house as a cow. Then you should go there to see, to check that cow. The side of the belly is okay, whatever, anyway. Check the cow, and then you can find the name Isan. Then if you say, oh, this is a Isan, it's wrong, because it's cow. Then you say, oh, not Isan, it's cow. Your answer is wrong, because it says Isan. How do you call? This is Koan, okay? How do you call? Well, you call, your body is you do. At least practice Zazen is a cow practice Zazen, anyway, body, human body. That is where human body practice Zazen. But on the other hand, if I say, oh, this will do that, it's wrong. Because this, I told you before, this presence is already based on, supported by vastness of existence, host posture. So, sitting, little sitting is little, so called cow. But it's not cow. So, the cow means a physical body, okay? Physical, mental body. But simultaneously, through this physical body and mind, this is a presence manifest anywhere what is called Isa, means Buddha. Universe. Holding this sutra card like this is I do. And then if you see that night of formality, it's ridiculous. Whatever I hold the sutra card this way, that way, it doesn't matter. You see, you think so like this. But no way. If you think so, everything you take care of your life exactly in that way. So at that time, you can express yourself, but nothing else. Nothing else more than that. So that's why your life is very unstable. But anyway, when you practice, anyway, practice is to educate you simultaneously to educate the universe anyway. You have to educate you with universe, all right? With all sentient. So, Zazen, take care of Zazen is take care of your Zazen, but simultaneously there is universal Zazen means anyway, best care of your Zazen. Then that is simultaneously expressed universe. But if you say, oh, this is for my, it is, you cannot express universal. So, teacher says, holding this one, yes sir, that's enough. Because teacher says, hold this sutra card like this doesn't mean formality. Teacher always emphasizing holding this book or sutra card like this means, please, hold this sutra card and universe hold like this, together. This sutra card is not sutra card you think. Sutra card is universe anyway. Exactly same as you are, I think. So anyway, hold this test. Then with your how can you hold this sutra card with wholeheartedness? Wholeheartedness means a pure faith or pure mind, purity. Purity means no gap between. Yeah? Sutra card and you. Yeah? That is called purity. So very natural communication there. That is called expression of universe. The moment when you express universe, consciousness starts to work and pick up that line. So you don't know what is a real universe. But a real universe is something which makes your presence, make your action, make your talk, make your speech, make your thinking very stable, confirmed. From moment, in a moment of time only. Okay? Remember this. In a moment of time only. So the next moment, if you think it, it's not. So in a moment of time only means what? No space to think it. No space to think. No space to impart your feeling into. All you have to do is, anyway, just do spin. Anyway, you have to spin just like a top. Spinning top. So this is the act, actions. This is the same facts anyway. So, the says his whole capacity doesn't differ to anyone. That's why holding this book and putting this the book on the table and carrying this table or gassho or walking or chanting or bowing, whatever you do. Your action is really universal action. Universal action means you express yourself, but within expressing yourself, there is universe manifested. Universe manifested within you means confidence, very confidence, spiritual confidence, or purity, or magnanimity, we say so sometimes. When it was, anonymity or security or faith, we can say. But faith, security, confidence is not something you can talk. Anyway, every day, you have to do it. Whatever you do. Your action, your gassho, is your gassho, but your gassho must be supported by confidence. Spiritual security means imperturbability and dynamism. It's what it's called liberation freedom. That is really impressive. Gassho, it is really impressive. He is like a spark struck from a star, like the, it's just like a, there is no gap between you and universal expressions. Expression of universe, there is no gap between, okay? So that's why it's just like a sparkling lightning, immediate, simultaneous. When you do get show, immediately there is. Just some history says, so then it's gradual enlightenment. Means that then it's suddenly like, it's ridiculous. If you talk about this, then it's ridiculous. You don't understand Zen Buddhism. You don't understand Buddhist teaching. You don't understand human life anyway. If you're really crazy about this discussion, history is history. Don't worry about it. If you see somebody who are interested in history, let go of living too. But don't be involved in too much. So, human life is exactly like living. Life is really living. I say living fish. Living fish is exactly just like a sparkling lightning. Okay. Because you don't know what it is. If you say fish, fish is only becomes a concept, you know. But fish is not fish. Fish is moving. So you say that movement? No, it's not movement, it's a fish. But it's not fish, it's movement. How can you call this one? Movement? No. Movement means energy, anyway. Inherent to everything. So you can say energy? No. It's fish. You can say fish, but it's not. How can you say? The total living fish. That total living fish is something you can learn, anyway. You can learn, you can express yourself. Right in the middle of what? Pure sincerity, pure heart, that is wholeheartedness. And then you can express, that is called universal, universe. That's why the living fish is very beautiful, very active, very impressive. Like a brilliance of a flash of lightning, like a raging fire fanned by the wind, like a rushing torrent, crossing sword edge. It means it's very quick, very quick. Okay? You know the diamond? Diamond is very hard, but it's not hard. Hardest one is very soft. Means very flexible. Vacillation is going at the super speed anyway. More than tofu. Anyway, tofu is anyway a solid lump. Solid lump, small lump. Okay? Or B. It's still moving and flexible, but very slow. A diamond is, inside of diamond is moving up at a super speed, interrelated, interpenetrated with each other's and simultaneously it's making something hard, very hard. But inside of tofu is very soft anyway, moving a little bit slow. Do you understand? But diamond is very hard, so because it's working very at super speed. At that time, diamond expresses itself as confidence, spiritual security. It's very impressive. But inside of the diamond, working very hard at super speed, this is your life. Anyway, life is exactly diamond. Life is very solid. Karagi's life, as long as I am exist, I exist, anyway, my life is very subtle, anyway. Whatever I say about me, whatever you criticize me, anyway, my existence is very subtle. That means, beyond my speculation, my life, inside of my life, is really working at super speed. Consciousness simultaneously is not consciousness. Consciousness simultaneously universe. Universe simultaneously consciousness. It's very quick. So you don't know. You don't know that how can separate, how can synthesize. No. That's why it's very moving very quick. That is the relationship between the truth and phenomena. Okay? Consciousness and Buddha nature. Your life and others' life. Human life and nature. Simultaneously, there is no gap between. But we don't know because we have been tamed by the analyzing, synthesizing, and then try to, well, put everything together. Just like if you do that, and if you believe the human life like this, your life becomes just like tofu. It's very slow. No sight, no confidence there. Because you analyze all this and synthesizing and try to get the good ideas, it's there. Your life becomes total. It's very fragile. So, at any cost, anyway, originally our life is very solid, that's why we have to awaken to it. Anyway, that is called Buddha nature. Greatness of existence beyond your speculation judgment. He says in a different way. It's very important, Literally expression. Very literally expression. Like a brilliant sparks struck from the storm, like the brilliance of a flash of lightning, like a range fire fanned by the wind, like a rushing torrent that crossing the sword edge. When you cross the sword, edge of the sword, there's no gap between, because you have to be careful. If you lose the spirit, your body cuts in two. When you walk on the edge of any sword, you have to use your whole heartness, no gravity. And also, rushing torrent is also no. When you cross the river in the rushing torrent, and there is no gap between torrent and you, because you have to use your whole heartness. When he lifts up the hammer and the tanks of transcend, you want to avoid losing your point and having your tongue tied. Means when he lifts up the hammer, means one of the devices when you use to, when you use for refining the copper, iron, or gold, it said. Means educating you, educating others, transmitting something important in the human life to somebody. That is really using the hammer to refine copper iron. That word, hammer, must be working just like a rushing torrent. Coming from human silence. So it's really coming up. Basho also gets that poem, coming from the silence, but that science, from the science, by to get the word, that's, look at this poem. Poem is, behind the poem, there is a dynamic working between the Bhajava and the nature. Just like brushing a torrent, and just like a cracking the sword of a saw, sharp edge of a saw, simultaneously there. So huge, that's why through the word you can see really vastness of the existence. So at that time, when he left that, when you left that, something, young words and act, etc., you want to avoid losing your point. There is challenging somebody to, argument or discussion. Nothing. Because when you express yourself, within your expression, there is you simultaneously universe, that you and universe working together dynamically. I don't know. But it's there. It's really there if you do it. Exactly there. Somebody doesn't see it, but somebody knows. So why? I don't know. How they come together, how they interconnect each other. Dynamically, we don't know. But if you do it, exactly do it, you can express it. So nothing to add. So you want to avoid losing your point. You cannot challenge somebody to discussion. And having your tongue tied means you cannot help and withdraw. And what's going on to your room? He lets out the single continuous word, but it's very difficult to explain that situation, oneness. Oneness of you and the universe is going from moment to moment is something difficult to express. But he says he lets out the single continuous word. It's very difficult, but let me say something. So that is this core case. In the case, a monk asks a child, the million things return to one, where does the one return to? This is an interesting point. You know pretty well, the million things return to one. In the phenomenal world, countless myriad, anyway, beings exist. But when you research, when you deduce, when you trace back to souls, it's one. Then it's only one. Maybe, according to scientists, maybe it is called energy. Maybe it is called very original elements of chemical stuff. That is original life, according to scientists. Chemical stuff is not chemical stuff, it's energy. According to Christianity, I told you, it is called God. According to Confucianism, it is called Tai Chokku, and it just calls. In Buddhism, it is called Dharma Nature, or Dharma. But we know that. Sooner or the Buddhist, anyway, everyone knows that. But next point is pretty difficult to know. Where does one return to? That is a very interesting question. In other words, everyone knows the human world, all universe is created by God, mind, created by first cause, mind, created by Dharma nature, mind. Who created that? Who created God? Who created Buddha itself? Who created first cause? That time, most of people are very confused. So, that is, this monk is a very sharp guy, anyway. That's why in the comment he says he is practicing this old pheromone, the Joshu, Chao Cho. You are pretty good to drive a Chao Cho after the corner where he couldn't move an inch anyway. So, pretty good, monk. You're pretty good. You're the comment here. But anyway, where does the one return to? That is constantly, if you think, where does one return to intellectually, you forget. Place where one turns to. Never get. Because intellectual understanding lets you go in parallel of poverty. Never come together. Probably intellectual things are two things come together very close but always parallel. That's why this guy going fast, this guy slow, but very close, that's why making noise, you know. The other one goes fast, the other one is slow, you know. The world is going very quickly, but you try to catch up to this, but you cannot catch up, so you're always making noise, so-called despair, or disappointed, you know. So that's the understanding, intellectual understanding is let you go always in parallel with world, people, everything. Friends, and so always making noise. So finally, anyway, coming back to what question is, from where this question comes, okay? This question means where does one return to? From where this question comes? Do you understand? This is a yoko anyway. From where? It's very simple. It's very simple. If I say, from where, does one return to? Okay. Who talks? Who makes questions? This guy. This guy is who? Karagi. This Karagi is? Well, Karagi, but Karagi is, totally speaking, something alive. So called being. So this Karagi is really alive, that question comes up. So where does one return to? Where does one come from? One comes from here, one return to this. Finally, it's very close. It's too close to understand. Well, if you try to know where is the beginning of the world and where is the end of the world, intellectually, really go upwardly. But never end. Never beginning. No end. Always power. That's why finally you are confused. Finally, confusion means something which makes you unstable, irritated, restless. So, exactly, finally you come back here. One comes from here. Then, child Chou, Chao Chou said, when I was in Qingzhou, I made a cloth shirt. It weighed 7 pounds. Interesting. In the commentary of the it says page 319, second paragraph, second middle of second paragraph, seventh line from the top of the second paragraph. This case, did you find? In this case, though hard to see, is nevertheless easy to understand. Though easy to understand, it's still hard to see. Insofar as it is hard, it's a silver mountain, an iron wall. Insofar as it's easy, you are justly aware. There is no place for your calculation of right or wrong. That is the interpenetration between two simultaneously. So that is the universe there. He said, Chao Chou says, when I was in Qingzhou, I made a cloth shirt. That means everyday life. And he may come back to me, everyday life. So I express myself every day. But on the other end, that shirt is not usual shirt. That is 7 pounds. Means I make a shirt, but it's pretty light. If I make my shirt, it's very limited because it must be fit to me. Size, etc. So it's very light. You can't wear a 7 pound shirt anyway. So if I make a shirt, it's very light. In other words, I express myself. That is vesting. Targets. Simultaneously, there is 7 pound shirts means 7 pound cargo expressed in small shirts I have made. So that is really so-called security. Security, if you realize this point, that becomes spiritual security, confidence. But it is not a matter of discussion. We should do it every day. That's why in Zen, very practically, Zen always point out, when you wash a dish, just wash a dish. You understand? Just wash a dish. Means, you wash a dish, but dish, washing dishes is nothing but expressing or washing the universe anyway. You don't believe this one, but it's really so. Means, don't think the universe in the washing dishes, alright? You want to see the universe washing in the washing dishes, your washing dish action or washing dishes must be stable. Very imperturbable. At that time, it is called seeing the universe, washing the dishes, reading the washing dishes. So then Martin says, oh, see the universe in the cup. You are drinking a cup of tea. And then Martin could try to see the universe in the cup. He can't look at the universe. He can't see the universe. So he threw it away. And then Martin says, oh, poor tea. This is real poor tea. Because he sees the universe separately. Anyway, T is, anyway, T. I can see. But T is something more than I can see. So, that is what? T is universe. How can I know? Anyway, deal with the T. With, or happiness. With compassion, with kindness. It's not discussion. It's not a matter of discussion. Anyway, deal with the tea like this. That's why when the monks throw it away, the master says, oh, poor tea. It's very poor tea. Because you destroy the universe. So that is a 7 pound. Anyway, 7 pounds. So I told you anyway before, whatever you do, consciously or unconsciously, everyone wants to be secure in each action. No one do anyone without security in each action, in each speech, in each thinking. How can you get it? Yes. If you try to get secure or confident, very secure in terrible thinking or action, you never get it. So day by day, anyway, you have to do it like this. Gassho, you should do gassho. Anyway, gassho, this is your gassho, but that is a universal gassho, means you will do your gassho with your whole heart, and at that time, this gassho becomes imperturbable, stable, right now. There is no space. There is nothing to impart your feeling or criticism into it, because life is very dynamic. Life is moving, just like flashing light. Just like a rushing torrent, just like a walking on the edge of the soil. So all you have to do is, anyway, every day, you have to manifest, you have to practice like this. Then, you can really see sometimes. That is called 7 pounds. Okay? That weight is 7 pound shirt. Very heavy. It is small. It's very heavy. Karyas here. That is universal karyas. That is called spiritual security or faith. In life, in death, in whatever, under certain circumstances. Sickness, anyway. Karyas is there. Non karyas is very shaky. But on the other hand, universal karyas is very heavy. Just like a mountain. How can we know? Anyway, it is just doing every moment. You act like this. Take care of you like this. This morning, one of the ladies called from Oklahoma. I tried to communicate with her through the telephone, but her talk was a little bit so funny. I didn't understand it. But I understood the she was suffering and she wanted to get some security. She found some problem there, but I didn't understand exactly what kind of problem there. So sometimes she said, I tried to become Christian, studying the Bible. So I said, well, that's good. Why don't you read the Bible carefully and see the ministers and talk about your problem? Because if they are to communicate with her through the telephone, you know. Because, you know, the, through the telephone is very simple, and but it's very difficult to communicate person to person. Do you understand? Particularly about that human problem. Well, they're trying to get the date, you know. What date, tomorrow I want to date with you. That is simple, you know, through the telephone you can do it. About the human power, how can I communicate? First of all, I have to communicate with a person directly, person to person, and then something happens. That's pretty important for us. But it's a terrible very hard. But anyway, I tried to tell her that point anyway, and she asked me, what's nirvana? Nirvana, that's a big problem. I said, peace, peaceful, and harmonious life. What harmonious, peaceful life? I thought, in the sickness, please be calm and peaceful. In the sickness. She said, how can I do it? Well, first, be present in the sickness. Next, with your mind calm, keep your mind calm, deal with the sickness. She didn't understand me. But that is everyday life, because the sickness you can see is a small sickness. So sickness is exactly sickness as the universe, just like your life. Sickness is nothing but the life in you. So, in the sickness, there is a sickness you can see, but real sickness is beyond the sickness you can see. So, that is the universe. So you have to deal with the sickness with the universe. How? Well, keep your mind calm first. If you're confused, you cannot deal with the sickness anyway. So first, keep your mind calm, and be present in the sickness, and then step by step, what you should do. Anyway, this is each moment, anyway, how can I do? This is currently expressed in the sickness, simultaneously currently at the universe expressed in the sickness. So, 7 pounds currently there. 7 pounds chin there. More than 7 pounds. Huge. No one can move it anyway. That is called security. So security is pretty hard to tell you, to give you. Security is really my security. My security is always being here. It's always watching, but I can talk, but even though I can talk securely, but it's my security. So you should find your security anyway. That's why security is, spiritual security is always just like a 7 pound huge mountain here. It's very difficult to tell you, to give you. Because you should find it. So, read this commentary. It's commentary is very interesting. Another quote here. So it's very interesting comment. Yes, next Wednesday I will read the verse and also a little bit about this commentary to the church. We have some questions.
And slowness. And I'm reminded of Thich Nhat Hanh's visit, and he is teaching us a practice which is far slower than we had seen certain practices. I was asked by someone in San Francisco to ask you, because it has been a serious consideration for many people. What is it in the Japanese tradition, in monasteries, what is the nature of the speed that monks are trained to use in the monastery? Is there a kind of mindfulness about that? I know Thich Nhat Hanh said that he goes very slowly, and when I asked him if it's possible to be mindful when you're going very fast, he said maybe it is, but it's much harder.
Yeah, I'm not talking about this, but that is already something expressed by him. Slow, for him, it is a kind of stability. Very stability. Do you understand what I mean? Slow action. Slow action is, in this case, a kind of total security. And then if I see that security, total security in terms of a speed or slow or fast, then we say slow motion. So that is the name, concept. But completely beyond, anyway, slow motion, you know, do you understand? Because his life is exactly fitting from moment to moment, anyway. So very quick. this slowness is not slow, this slowness is very quick, hitting the point. So immediately if you see the tip of my hand, immediately shot. Did you get that? I was shot. He just said, I saw him at the airport, special, immediately shot. So that is a very slow, but it's not slow, immediately. You know, just like a lightning spark. So, but on the other end, that is a point, all right? I'm talking about that one. So I say the diamond appearance is hard, hard being. That means total security, okay? Human security. But in order to have this security, apparently, anyway, you have to, the inside of your life must be anyway connected with at the super speed. At the super speed means completely beyond, fast or slow. Okay? That is super speed. In other words, freedom, no particular pattern. So called slow or fast, because it's super speed. So no particular patterns. So therefore we don't know. If they have molecules that have a certain type of speed, slow or fast, we can find it. How A and B come together and create a world which exists. But we don't. Some we can know, but some we don't know. So final question is why? Water exists just as it is. We don't know why. So that means all molecules inside of the diamond, anyway, inside of the water, inside of the diamond, walking in very quick interconnect. That movement makes you hard, makes something hard. That is security. I mean. So, according to Thich Nhat Hanh, anyway, security is the as a diamond in this book, a diamond light. Diamond light? It says diamond light. That's the security, the diamond-like state of existence is very slow, walking slow, but at that time, very speedy, fitting into every situation. When the person walks quickly, there is a very slow motion there. The simultaneous speedy, the quick, the still in dynamism, dynamic in still. So that is what work together, then that is very secure. So apparently he just expressed just one type of action, slow moving. But it is not total picture of his mind. But the mindfulness is really working. You know, they're working on the not creating gap between, right? Between you and your object. This is a practice of mindfulness. Thich Nhat Hanh also says that means. You and your object are working at the super speed anyway, interconnected, interpenetrated. So, important point in mindfulness is, anyway, you have to be one, exactly one. And in order to be one, we have to create a certain circumstances anyway. If you become an expert, maybe running is also you can he can't practice some mindfulness anywhere. Don't you think so? Mahasan, experience anywhere through the Mahasan, I can really concentrate on Mahasan. It's really mindfulness. And also slow, step by step, this is also good. But in the beginning, or for his case, anyway, he just follow, anyway, slow motion. That is one part. But basically, the teaching of mindfulness is really your life must be working at a super speed, interconnected with your object. Just like a molecules of water or molecules of diamond, you know, inside of diamond. This is a mind. Okay.
Is there a difference between concentration and mindfulness?
Mindfulness is not forgetting the Dharma. Concentration is sometimes not forgetting you. But real concentrating is not forgetting you, but simultaneously not forgetting others. That is called mindfulness, right? So mindfulness, traditionally we understand mindfulness is constantly not forget them. And then jhana, meditation, or sometimes we say concentration, But I told the very usual concentration, right? But zazen, jhana means zazen, let's see zazen. Mindfulness is not forgetting the Dharma, and in Zazen Jhana, you dwell in Dharma. Okay? Do you understand that difference? Mindfulness is not forgetting Dharma. In other words, Dharma is still, you can see objectively. So you try to apply to Dharma, and that is practice of mindfulness. But jhana, so-called zazen, is you're always present in Dharma. It's called security. You have to be present in security there, exactly, from moment to moment. Not try to forget, okay? Because you already do it. That's what Thich Nhat Hanh's way is, always practicing mindfulness, and simultaneously his life is very secure, means jhana. So that's why he can be present in Dharma always. So behind his life, there is a huge security. You understand? That is called concentration. We say concentration, that is really deep. But usually concentration is not forgetting me. Always try to be aware of myself. You know? That is common sense of concentration. So real concentration is going through mindfulness perfectly, and then you can reach concentration. That's a jhana. That's skanta.
So mindfulness is like being aware of two things, what I'm doing and Dharma, as if there were two.
Through your actions, through your body, through your object, okay? Because Dharma is nothing but your body and object.
The concentration is even more complete oneness.
Right. I don't think it's necessary to compare like that, but temporarily, if you look at the experience, separately, so-called mindfulness and Zazen jhana, maybe we can find a certain definition, what's different between. Okay? So that's why the mindfulness is try not forget the Dhamma. Dhamma means universe, okay? Truth. Anyway, we try to approach, not forget, whatever you do. Anyway, you should do anywhere with the universe. But usually in our daily life, always I comes first. So we pretty easily forget the universe, others. So we should do anyway, we try not forget the universe means anyway try to do something with the universe. That means anyway keep your mind calm because your mind always bring yourself first, so-called ego. That's why make your mind calm means anyway taking care of your mind in proper way first. And then how? That is simultaneously deal with sutra card. If you continue to do this, very naturally, completely beyond your consciousness or unconsciousness, you are really present in that. That is called jhana. For instance, if you practice karate or something or anything, or doing, and first of all, you are always not trying to forget how to hit the bells, how to master a certain form of karate, so very carefully. Don't you think so? But all you have to do is you have to do, even though you don't like or you like it anyway, you try not to forget. Form taught by a teacher, you have to master it constantly. If you do it, finally, you can be present in form, proper way, exactly that. So, if you move, form, exactly proper form comes up. So your body, the new form, exactly one. No gap. That is called jhana. Right? So, if you become a dorm, very naturally, well, you can hit the bell in proper way. But how can you do it? Every day, anyway, try not forget how to hit the bell in proper way. That is our practice. Mm-hmm.